I'm hopeful that we can keep the conference calls to one member from each constituency, as we have today, except today we'll have two from the registrars, no problem. Obviously, keep the email list open and leave the option open for this group to decide to have broader calls, you know, at any time. Does that sound good and reasonable to everybody? Any objections? All right. Statements of interest. Interesting. This is not really a working group at this point. On the other hand, it is a public group. Most of us on this small ad hoc group, as it's been called, are counselors, so we have statements of interest on file. Obviously, those should be amended if needed for this group in particular. And I think that we should also ask for them from the folks that are not counselors. Any objections to that?
Nope. Glenn, this is Jeff. I think you probably have mine from some other groups, maybe.
Okay, Jeff, should I look it up?
If you could, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks.
All right, and then we would just need one from Danny Younger and from whoever is chosen from the registrars.
Glenn, I think you've got mine on file also from the Who Is working group.
From the Who Is, I'll use that, Danny.
Yeah, this is Jeff Eckhaus. If I'm the rep, mine's on from the Feb 06 TDP. My statement of interest is on file. So,
cool.
But let's see who's going to be the official rep here first. But mine is already on file. My statement of interest.
And you want to keep that as it is?
Yeah,
Jeff?
I want to keep that. Yeah, no amendments to that.
And you know, to be clear, this group is certainly not intended to really vote on anything formal. So, should not come to that, but. Anyway, let's move forward. The one thing I'd like to do rather quickly is schedule next week's call before we get into substance, because Glenn has raised an issue that we are essentially back-to-back with another call starting next week. And Glenn, is that a weekly call for the rights protection mechanisms?
It's every 2 weeks.
Next week
is at second, of course, the week that it falls, and it is at 15 UTC.
Okay.
Which is really back-to-back with this one.
Right. Well, I'd like to certainly have more than 45 minutes if we're going to get together every week. You know, we should at least schedule an hour and a half, ideally, unless anybody has objections to that. And, you know, of course, we don't have to use all of the time every week. So I guess Adrian is now not going to represent from registrars. Is that pretty clear, Jeff and Jonathan?
Actually, I can't respond one affirmative one way or the other. If you could just hold off on a solid response, then I'll round up the team, I guess we could say, later today and have a response for you by tomorrow.
Okay. Then why don't we go ahead and schedule the call once we know that and do it by email?
I wouldn't hold off on one of the registrars to schedule the call. I think you can schedule it without
okay.
It would be okay, and then we'll accommodate.
Okay, well, all right, we certainly do want to accommodate you as well. Okay, so Glenn, what times are available for next week? And weeks following, you know, something that we could get on the calendar for every week at the same time.
Do you want to keep it on a Tuesday, or do you want to move to another day?
I would be okay moving to another day.
Isn't there a slot opening up from the Who Is call?
And the Who Is calls are going to finish probably. They won't be finished next week, but they may be finished the week after.
Oh, okay.
So we could move to a Wednesday slot, and just to make it, in case they would go on for one or two times, what about making it at they are at 13:30. So if we made them at 16 UTC?
Wait, I've got a note from you saying the Who Is calls are currently at 16:15 UTC. Is that right?
No, 13:30.
Okay.
At 13:30 UTC.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's 8:30 LA time. Okay.
Mm.
All right. That's 6:30 LA time. Sorry. 6:30 a.m. Well, that would be, you know, okay for me.
What
okay
I could send out is just a schedule asking you whether that would, giving you one or two times and asking if that would be, who it would suit. That's
all
your
right.
Line.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take it offline and do that so
okay.
We can start talking about the substance here a little bit. All right, thanks, Gwen.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent around the resolution, and you know it's pretty clear that we're not a working group. We're just to direct some additional research and ideally frame some terms of reference for the council to consider a potential PDP in a couple of months. I'd like to kind of get everybody's initial thoughts on what specific sorts of research we should look to get in response to the staff's questions at page 30 of the issues report. Unless anybody has any objection to that, I'd kind of just like to look at those questions. Does anybody has the document?
Okay, Mike, before we jump into that, can I just raise a question? This is Danny.
Is that Tim? Oh, Danny, sure.
Page 25 of the report indicates that staff has been involved in focused discussions with VeriSign on possible options, including potential contract amendments, and that VeriSign stated they'll come back to the staff on the issue following internal analysis. I'd just like to find out if VeriSign has, in fact, come back to staff yet, if there's anything to be reported.
No, they haven't. This is Kurt. Prior to the call for the issues report and us writing the issues report, we've had discussions with VeriSign and other registries about domain tasting and its effects and whether it should be eliminated and if it should be eliminated and how. So in the case of VeriSign, they said they were studying it and they'd come back to us, but they haven't. The really short answer is no, they haven't yet.
Okay, thank you, Kurt.
All right. Good question.
Actually, can I ask a follow-up on that? Kurt, did they give you kind of a general time frame as to when you could expect to receive that feedback from them? This is Christina.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Christina. They didn't give a specific time frame, but they said shortly, which I took to mean, you know, two months or about that. And we're about there. We're about, you know, 2 months since we've had our last specific discussion about it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. So we do have the VeriSign registry data that just came out that some folks were waiting for. I can forward that around to the list later. Take a note on that. If everybody has those questions, I'd just kind of like to take everybody's initial thoughts on what we should do, who we should go to get answers to these questions.
Hey, Mike, this is Jeff Newman. I also have an additional question.
It's okay.
Something that kind of came up, you know, because everyone talks about, well, what if we just eliminate the ad grace period, and that's what a lot of this focuses on. And the thought, and we had discussed this before, of, you know, even if we eliminated the AGP, a registry in theory could lower their pricing for the first 5 days, not have a grace period, but just say for the first 5 days of a registration, I'll give it to you for free, and then you have to pay. It's not a grace period, but it's essentially the same type of thing. So just, I don't know how we figure that in. But we kind of have equated domain tasting with the ad grace period, and that's not the only thing it could be.
Okay. I think it's a totally good point. So I've got your question as, you know, what if registries or registrars offer free domain registration?
Right.
We can consider that as well. I'll put it at the end of this list of questions, Jeff.
Okay.
Start from sort of some of the basics. Who benefits from domain tasting and who is harmed? I guess I'd just like to, on each of these open up the floor and let anybody have comments on this, and take it from there.
So you're asking for comments on who we could go to get answers to these? You're not asking for answers from us.
I think that's right. You know, I mean, if you think the answer is pretty clear, glad to hear that right now. Yeah, generally we want to know how to kind of frame the work of this group going forward. What issues specifically should we try to find out and from whom?
I mean, I think that first question, you know, for the benefits, I guess you would probably we'd want to talk to some of the leading tasers.
Yep.
They're pretty well known these days. Some of them have been profiled in magazines, and there's tasting conferences. I mean, whoever goes to those traffic conferences probably knows those people.
Okay, and I think that logically we would want the registrars to assist with that, since they would have the relationships with these folks.
And I think indirectly, I think .biz, we don't have much of it at all, really, or .us. But I would think that VeriSign might benefit, and they might offer some statistics of the percentage of those that names that are tasted that become registrations.
Okay. Domain tasters and their registrars, VeriSign. Anybody else that benefits from this, as far as anybody is concerned, at the outset?
Google? Search?
Yes, Google. Okay. And then harm. I think we've got the ALAC request on that has some discussion about harm, and a lot some of that has made it into the staff report.
There's probably a number of other things that could be added that have been discussed in various lists since then. I could certainly pull those together, over some reasonable period of time.
Okay. Also,
the harm is certainly going to be a much harder one to document than people earning lots of money.
Right, obviously it's a much broader group. Not to say that the harm outweighs the benefits necessarily, but at least it's a much broader group of folks who are experiencing a smaller degree of harm than on the benefit side, where it's a smaller group of companies not taking big chunks of the benefit.
Mike?
Yes, Christina?
I have a point of clarification. I have a feeling I know the answer, but just want to make sure that I'm on the right track here. That in terms of, to the extent we're going to go back to our constituencies and say, these are the questions that we've been asked to provide information and input about, am I correct in thinking that kind of the ideal answer would be a combination of narrative and numerical data?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
It sounds like we're trying to write the report and not have staff do it at this point.
No, I'm not. Definitely not trying to do that. I'm just trying to get initial thoughts on what this group can direct going forward. I'm not really worried about writing the report. I'm worried about just taking notes of the call so all of the other volunteers can have access to those notes. Of course, they can review the transcripts or the MP3 recordings as well, but I'm trying to be helpful here. And definitely not getting into writing the report. We've got 6 votes from staff on the line.
I didn't mean the writing. I meant it looks like we're trying to create the body of content, just using Christine's comment and even what I volunteered. And I thought we were really supposed to be identifying what it is that we want from staff as opposed to trying to create the information ourselves.
Fair enough. So I take it you're asking about the forum. So the suggestion, obviously, is we want to talk to the domain tasters and their registrars. We want to talk to VeriSign. We want to talk to Google. How do we do that? How do we make that happen?
This is Kurt. I have a suggestion.
All right.
It seems that when we go to these entities, we should have a fairly tight list of questions and ensure that there's commonality across the questions. So when we walk away from the meetings, we have the information necessary to write the report. So I think the first and an important step is to, you know, write the listing of questions. And for that, I think we ought to enlist some experts, you know, because we want to gauge economics impacts. We want to understand the statistics of what's going on, and we want to understand the business side of domain tasting. So I think we should get those three types of expertise, and we've done some of that. Staff has, but we should get those three types of expertise so we can write write the questions we want to ask. So we only have to do that once and come away with it with the material necessary to write the report. I think if we go to Google and say, you know, well, I don't want to be glib, but the opposite of that is going to Google and say, well, tell us, you know, your model about domain tasting and ask open-ended questions that won't get to the hard information that we really need to make the conclusions we want to make.
Well, you know, can I make an observation here? I mean, I think many of us are already aware of the litigation, the class action that's been filed against Google, and frankly, I think the likelihood that any of the parties named in that lawsuit are going to participate is between slim and none. So, you know, I don't know whether we want to continue to pursue that or not.
Well, I think that's a good point, but I think the point's the same across the marketplace.
Sure.
Yep. The good thing about litigation, though, is that those documents are public, so they're going to make arguments, and we can just take them from the brief.
True, although it's not going to happen in the time frame of this small group anyway.
Well, I already have a docket check for that litigation, so if there's anything substantively filed, I'll just be sure to circulate it.
All right. And then, Curry, as to your comments, I think it's obviously a great suggestion. We want to come up with a list of the questions we need to ask all these folks. I do think that the list can be different depending on who we're asking. I think it just by necessity would need to be, actually. Because we really want to get at specifics.
Right, I think you're right.
Okay.
I assume Kurt was saying the same questions to any people in the same market. And, you know, if we ask two registrars, we should ask them both the same things. That's what I interpreted Kurt saying.
Okay. Thanks for that. That totally makes sense to me. Okay, but there's still the question remains. So are we anticipating that staff would take these questions and go out and do the outreach on behalf of this group?
Who's on the call from policy?
Olaf here. And I would say that I think there's a two-step process. That first of all, we develop the questions and we get them verified by this group that, yes, these are the questions we want to ask. And then we will have resources at hand to make the necessary investigation.
Right. So, and Olaf, you know, to the extent you need support, you know, we'll find other staff to help write and support this group. So,
right. So, if I may express a preference, I think I would very much like to see a first suggestion of the relevant questions. I mean, we've got a list of questions already on page 30, but that can probably be pruned down and expanded and more refined depending on the target audience we foresee, and also groups or which market actors, like has been mentioned already, we should address the questions to.
Okay, good. All right, I think that I'm at least on the same page with you there, Olaf and Kurt, so thanks. I think this basically what we want to do is break down these broader questions from the existing staff report into narrower questions for each constituency, for lack of a better word, and then we'll decide how to do the outreach to get the answers. So I just want to finish up on the first two questions, which are essentially who benefits and who is harmed. I think we've got the benefits side. The harm side, we've got essentially ALAC, the potential domain name registrants of the world. We've got brand owners. Anybody else on the harm side that should be consulted with specific questions?
What about law enforcement?
Okay.
I don't have a very good sense as to, you know, I'm reading that tasting is tending is being used more frequently by fishers, but I don't know if that's true or not, and if so, to what effect, to what extent law enforcement's being affected.
Okay. Certainly a good thing to put. So I'll put law enforcement / APWG, Anti-Fishing Working Group, and we could definitely reach out to those folks. And then should we go ahead right now while we're talking about that and decide on some specific questions in this category of who would benefit and who would be harmed? In other words, how do we want them to document that for us? I think asking people about the harm is definitely going to be easier than asking people about the benefits that they get from the practice.
I think that it's easy to ask a question. This is all up here, but also about the benefits, but you're not certain to get a very full answer to it.
Right.
So without making this too long, this is Kurt. So I think there's a set of perceived benefits and perceived harms, some of which are probably, you know, real, and some of which are probably not real. And so there's a couple ways to go. One is to compile the list of benefits and harms as sort of hypotheses, and then use some sort of analysis, either economic or statistical analysis, to try to prove the hypothesis. So, for example, if domain tasting was ended, would that end harm to registrants as far as the availability of names, or would domainers develop a different scheme of testing and then registering names? So, I don't know the answer to that. I think there's several questions about the marketplace and how it works that that's subject to a lot of conjecture, but no hard analysis is done on it. So I talk too much, but the two ways to go then are to state the harms and benefits as hypotheses and then try to prove them, or the other way to do that is Icandra has a economist on staff, you know, as a consultant to use that person or somebody who has, you know, might be more applicable to do a study of the marketplace and then use that information to inform the harms and benefits or, you know, as they're developed. Is that clear at all?
I certainly understood the first part about, you know, basically lining up each of the harms and benefits. I think we've got some of that in the report already.
Yep.
And essentially trying to prove each one in the event that domain tasting ended. In other words, that the ad grace period were closed, or there's other mechanisms that have been proposed to potentially end domain tasting as well. So we need to look at each of those, I think.
Yeah, so that would be one example. You know, there's a lot of examples across the marketplace.
So you're essentially proposing going out with a questionnaire to all the participants in the marketplace? In other words, asking the registrars to send out a note to all the accredited registrars with these questions?
Well, we could if we think that's the best way to get the information. I mean, we certainly want to do a survey. You know, we wouldn't get 100% participation.
Right. I'm just a little worried about time on that as well. But it can be done, assuming we can draft up the questionnaire in the next couple of weeks, put it out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Then we have a couple of few weeks to analyze the results.
It's more about I think creating hypotheses and then testing them. So you know, and they're largely in there. I mean, we don't have to have a big survey to try to understand what the benefits or harms are of domain tasting. But we want to try to cover that field and then test each of them. Or the other option is to do an economic study of the marketplace and then use that information to answer the questions.
Economic study of the marketplace might take, what, just as long or even longer than the questionnaire? What do other folks think about those two options?
This is Danny. I participated on the 2001 Who Is survey, Paul Keane's group, and frankly, the process took forever. I'm not keen on these open-ended processes.
Me either.
And I would say, frankly, speaking from the pro working group, I would prefer that we avoid something like that, only because I think it's inevitable that even once we get to the point where there's an initial draft of questions, that, you know, we'll probably spend enough time discussing about how they should be phrased so that we really won't give ourselves much time to have people participate. So I actually would be inclined to suggest that it might be more efficient to kind of put together some pieces that can be distributed to each constituency and make it incumbent on the constituencies to distribute them as they see fit. And if, for example, the domainers aren't interested in participating, well, then fine. There isn't going to be any, you know, they're, to the extent that they are perceived to be one of the groups most in favor of keeping it and they aren't willing to put forth their arguments, well, so be it. You know, and that would apply, frankly, across all the constituencies.
Okay, then, can we just do, I mean, this is what the, you know, the government wants, is just do an RFI. Is just do, you know, we request certain information, it's an open call from ICANN to whomever, and of course we'll make sure that our constituencies get it and we can send it to others, and really it's just a request for information. And we can frame the issues how we see fit, that's what we can work on. And you know, rather than trying to come up with any detailed questions, as Christina said, you know, with the pro working group, it's kind of tough because none of us have our experts in surveys and surveys or statistical, you know, statistical study of surveys. I think if we just do a general RFI to the community, that, you know, we'll probably get some responses.
Yeah, and maybe just ask the broad questions that have already been asked by staff and see what we get back, as well as any additional questions we can all agree on, you know, very quickly.
Right, and encourage people to the extent that they have got numerical data, that they should provide mm-hmm. it.
And I would put in the RFI, you know, I wouldn't say it's a warning, but just something that says, look, you know, we're going to take this information and we are going to develop policy, and failure to respond, I guess it's not the best worded, but basically, you know, that we're going to consider the input we have, and if you don't get your input in, then, you know, there could be policy created that could impact you.
Yeah, this is Jonathan. I have a question. What constituency is it that domainers would represent themselves in here?
Well, we have several domainers in the business constituency.
And I would put some registrars in the domainer category as well, that they certainly have constituent domainers. I don't think the RFI should be targeted towards constituencies, by the way. I think the RFI should be a general open call and, in fact, specify the groups that we'd like input from, and that doesn't have to be by constituency. That could, you know, it's more the model of just trying to get experts on it.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's Alan here. I support that idea. I think the questions should not be the exact ones in the report, specifically at the last half of the questions where they start talking about potential solutions. I think we should draft a number of ones that have been discussed in various groups and put those specifically on the table as what would the impact of doing this kind of thing, such and such a thing, be.
And ask for alternate solutions.
Well, yes, but you know, right now there are certainly a number of them. Completely eliminating the AGP is one of them. Having ICANN make the 20-cent fee non-refundable. You know, there's a number that have been discussed a lot, and I think we should specifically ask for comments on each of those.
I support that.
So that's essentially ask another additional group of questions about the impact of other proposed solutions in the staff report.
Probably replacing the last three or four or something like that. Or the last three.
The last two would be, what would be the impact of limitations, guidelines, restrictions on AGP, and what would be impact on eliminating the AGP?
And the previous one, and for what enforceable rules could be applied towards domain tasting activity.
Yeah, this is Jeff here. Just a quick question. If that third question, what enforceable rules could be applied, could we also make this, I think there's kind of been a knee-jerk reaction, like saying let's get rid of the AGP or charge more money. Could we also leave it as an open-ended question for other open suggestions that could work? Because I don't know if people in the community have had an opportunity to express maybe there are some other ideas or other thoughts on how we could get rid of domain tasting without eliminating the AGP.
Certainly.
No, absolutely. We should definitely have a call for alternate solutions. But I do think we should leave these questions alone and simply supplement them with additional questions that say, what would be the impact of changing the refundability of the ICANN fee and that sort of, and just inserting in other alternate solutions that the staff has come up with so far. Does that make sense to everybody?
I think when we find the wording, we're going to find that these are probably redundant once we have the more specific and a general, what other ideas do you have? But we can let that fall out of the wordsmithing.
Okay. All right, any other comments on the approach or specifics as to any of these questions?
So we're really talking about staff putting out a call for information and then consolidating the input.
Mm-hmm. So we want to give staff guidance on the questions that we want asked.
Yes.
I've taken pretty good notes on the conversation so far. I imagine Olaf probably has been as well. Any of the other questions from the staff report that we feel we should dive down deeper on and propose some sort of sub-questions or further questions?
Are we using this call for information as an alternative to having staff try to talk to some of the large players themselves? Or is this in addition to?
Personally, I think both should happen. I think staff has an ongoing dialogue begun with VeriSign. It seems to be a little bit stalled, but would love to get that restarted.
I think, yeah, this is Jeff. I would think that staff could then focus on getting these parties to respond to the RFI rather than having the dialogue about the substantive issues. I'd rather have formal responses, if we could, by these parties rather than relying on an interview, let's say.
I'm just wondering to what extent some of these parties may be more candid in a non-published report than something that's going to be posted on the web.
Well, couldn't we do it in much the same way that we did with the pro thing, where you had to provide identifying information just as basically a kind of a validation mechanism, but that, in turn, that information was not necessarily disclosed in the sense that in that questionnaire, you had to say, were you a trademark owner? Are you a registry? What are you? You know, and who are you? But the who are you was not actually identified, and that way we could have the information we would need to be able to go back with follow-ups if we had it, but we would then also have a general enough category so that we could say, you know, 37 ICANN-accredited registrars provided information. Of those, you know, these are the categories of, you know, potential benefits and harms that they identified. So I think we can do it both ways. We just need to be careful about what we're going to disclose and what we're not.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely support those questions as well. We can pretty much take them from that other questionnaire, so that'll be easy.
I'm still not convinced, it's Alan, that we're going to get the clear answers that we would like to get by doing that. Any thoughts from staff?
Open-ended questions or not necessarily open-ended, but I think we would we could certainly get the tenors and sopranos advocating for and against expect them at least to respond. Whether this is the perfect way of getting the information we consider we need, well, I'm still chewing on that one, and I'm not entirely sure whether this or analysis of what can be perceived as existing data would whether the one or the other would lead us closer to the desired end result in information gathering, but well, others maybe have clearer thought on that than I do.
Olaf, this is Danny. I know that you've referenced associations such as the Internet Commerce Association in the report. Perhaps what we're leading up to is the opportunity for staff to directly engage some of these parties, have a meeting with Phil Corwin, for example.
It's Mike again. I'm thinking that we want to do various things in parallel, and certainly the questionnaire is a part of it. Staff continuing outreach is another part of it. And then we may, well, after we get those initial inputs, we'll be able to refine further specific questions that need to be done as part of the PDP, or we'll have them answered satisfactorily in order to draft the terms of reference. I'm also thinking that maybe it makes sense to do the economic survey that Kurt suggests at the same time. I don't see any harm in more inputs into the system anyway at this point. The point is to get as many facts on the table as we can.
This is Olaf again, and thinking a second time, I think we're bound to be in a bit of an iterative process that, all right, we now frame rather wide questions about who are benefiting and who is harmed. And then comes the big question on how to assess the, make some kind of cost-benefit analysis of the benefits and the harm and, well, make an overall assessment of it. And I think that it is a stepwise process. And, of course, the sooner you, and the more in parallel you can do it, the better. Using what existing data, what data may exist already. But, well, one of our little problems is really that for the time being we do not know exactly what kind of final information we actually would need in order to make a decision.
I think that's fair, although I think we certainly have a good good start from the staff report, these sort of broad questions. I think that, several people have proposed narrower questions and additional questions. I think we're going to end up with a list of a dozen or 15 questions just after this call that we could treat as a draft questionnaire, get everyone's approval, get it out to the community and see what comes back and go from there, while also doing more, formal staff work behind the scenes, for economic survey and, interviews with VeriSign and that sort of thing. Does that seem to make sense to everybody?
Well, I'm a little confused because I thought we were getting away from the questionnaire to a general RFI.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff. Absolutely.
So I don't want...
I consider them the same.
I think I'm not sure it's the same in that we're going to raise the broad issues and ask... I think the RFI should have very general questions rather than details at this stage.
Mm-hmm. You think the level of detail in the staff report questions is a good one?
Yeah, I don't think those are too detailed. I mean, I think we can add to those or we can provide further explanation or context to those.
We can also address some of the details by some parenthetical remarks or examples or something like that.
Right, thanks.
Okay, and then, Kurt, I'm not hearing any objections from anybody else to undertaking the economic survey that you're mentioning while we're doing this other broader work. Does that make sense to you?
Kurt's still here?
Not alone.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry. I was on mute. So I think we want to answer two sets of questions. One is that there is a set of perceived harms. So the first thing we want to do is confirm that those perceived harms are real. And then second, there's a hypothesis that eliminating domain tasting would cure some part of some of the harms or you know, have a benefit. And so we want to confirm that. And so I think our set of questions should go to answering both those questions. I have a lot of concerns, but one concern is that you know, we implement a policy and then the market squirts out in another direction, and if the harms that exist just remain.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the economic, so to really answer your question, so I think, you know, a broad economic analysis, I think everybody's right, it takes a long period of time and it might not get us close to the end, but I think some pointed analysis on those questions is important.
I think, Kurt, that's why I brought up the whole notion of, you know, even if you got rid of the AGP, you know, there could be registries or registrars giving away free domain name registrations, especially if its registry gives it away for free or close to free. That could result in the exact same problem. So the questions need to be, it may need to be drafted broader than, you know, focusing on the AGP.
I think everyone's in agreement on that, Jeff. As far as I can tell.
Right. So we'll be taking these staff questions and kind of asking them in a more broad context.
I would say supplementing the staff questions with additional questions that also ask about the other proposed remedies.
This is Jonathan. Wasn't there another question which was sort of like the pro survey, which was to have a person identify from what perspective they're coming from?
Yes. I think that Christina proposed that we have that set of questions in this RFI as well. I support that. I haven't heard anybody objecting to that. So, you know, I think that, you know, I'd love to have somebody volunteer to help me out with an initial cut of the questionnaire. But I think that I have enough from this call, enough guidance to come up with, you know, an additional list on top of the staff list.
And Mike, you can
around everyone.
We'll certainly support you on that from the staff side, but.
Great. Any other volunteers? Otherwise, I can take that upon myself with Olaf to circulate a more complete list as I see it within the next couple few days.
Yeah, well, speaking for Olaf, and if this is acceptable to him, if you take a first cut, then staff will add what it can add and then recirculate it to this group. So I think, you know, all that, you know, the staff work can happen within a few days of receiving any input you have, Mike.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kurt. The one question I still have in my mind is if we want to start to try to kick off a more professional effort, you know, the economic survey that you've mentioned at this time, or are you saying that you prefer to wait until we get responses back from the community, or are you saying that you think we should come up with a different set of questions to kick off sort of expert research?
So I can, as an economist on staff, not as a staff member, as a consultant, and I think we should review the existing questions with him and get, and you know, at least his opinion on the most effective way to move forward, so we can move forward in parallel. Even if it's not the most efficient, if it's the fastest, then we should get him involved now so he can either point up some additional questions or decide when input would be the most effective.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. So maybe we can try to loop him in now with this next set of questions and possibly get him on our next call next week so others can, so he can tell us what he thinks and we can ask him questions.
Yeah, I think so. He doesn't exactly report through me in our organization, but Olaf and I will work to arrange for that.
Okay. If not next week, then hopefully the following week. Next week's call time is not set at the moment, so we'll work on that first in the next couple of days, and I'll work on the questions, list of questions, and reconvene next week, unless anybody else would like to discuss any of this any further today.
I just got one quick question for Kurt. Last October, we did have a board resolution calling for obtaining the services of a reputable economic consulting firm to deliver findings on particular economic questions. Does the economist that's on staff fit that particular bill, or are we still out there finding another economic firm?
Yeah, as long as you don't think reputable accounting economist firm is an oxymoron of some sort, we've fulfilled that and retained that expertise.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Okay. I think I'm to the point of closing this call then, unless anybody else has any questions or comments. Then Glenn will send around some proposed times for next week's call, and I'll send around a revised, expanded list of questions based on today's call within the next couple of days.
All right, well, thanks very much, Mike.
Yeah, thank everybody as well for participating.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.